Deforestation in the west of Dartmoor was probably started by hunter-gatherers thousands of years ago. But I pushed through barren land to the mystical world of Wisman's Wood beyond, because the reward is so huge. As soon as I enter an ancient woodland, it feeds my mind and enriches it with magic. I pause and reflect and breathe deeply, and I find myself transported onto a different plane, to an impossible place. Dartmoor is a national park in the southwest of England, open to all. It might not sound like an impossible place, particularly for someone who has been lucky enough to visit around 130 countries. But for me, an impossible place is somewhere, it can be anywhere, that is special, mystical, extreme, frighteningly dangerous, blessed with inspiring people, an Eden of wildlife, or staggeringly beautiful. The key is that it is somewhere I was never meant to be. Because exploring, travelling, and even living in any of these places was never my destiny. I come from a very ordinary background. I wasn't born into wealth, privilege, or a family of globetrotters. I grew up in Acton in West London, and initially my world was very small. Our brief holidays were on the South Coast. I never flew abroad until I was an adult. In my last book, Step by Step, I explained how I had a chaotic youth. Fragile head health, lost in teenage rebellion, avoiding school, hitting the pub, failing exams, vandalising, carrying knives, stealing and destroying. By my mid-teens, my confidence and mental health was shot to pieces. I flunked out of school without any real qualifications and spiralled down into darkness. I had no ambitions, no girlfriend and no job.